They scorned him and they beat him, pressed thorns upon his head. His hands and feet were nailed, the rugged cross stained red. He could have shown his power, but he let them mock and laugh. With awesome grace and mercy, he stood on my behalf, and he stands on my behalf. For me he's pleading, he's interceding, his blood is still redeeming, he stands on my behalf. In the throne room of heaven, in the presence of our King, there stands a bold accuser, the Christian's enemy. But there stands another with a spear wound in his side. Hear him tell the Father, for this cause I died, and he stands on my behalf. For me he's pleading, he's interceding, his blood is still to buffet, and trials round me fly. There's comfort just in knowing he prays for me on high. One lamb for all was offered, now all are offered life. On my behalf he's standing, and God is satisfied. He's interceding, his blood is still redeeming, he stands on my behalf. His blood is still redeeming, he stands on my behalf.
Girls, thank you very much. What a blessing is be in God's work, isn't it? You know, see these kids, one of them kids was just a baby when they came to our church, and it's nice to see. It's nice to stick around. I always tell preachers, stick and stay till it pays. Man, stick around, and you'll get to see your work. Sometimes we're so interested in seeing the church grow numerically or size or get a building, we forget what kind of work we're doing in people's lives. And when you see these kids growing up, become young adults, and even some of them have gotten married, had children of their own, and, you know, they made the same mistake I did. They got married and started having children, and, no, I'm joking, but it's always a blessing. The neat thing is I'm at the grandparent age, you know, and I